guys, Derek here from Bomb Socks, and welcome to the Bomb Bites podcast. Hey, if you're new to Bomb Bites, it's a service from our company, Bomb Socks, to help be a resource to you as you're studying along with the Come Follow Me curriculum for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Hope you enjoy today's episode. One of my favorite stories in the book of Joshua has to do with our two grape gatherers. If you remember the grape gatherers back from the book of Numbers, you have got Caleb and Joshua. And you remember the message that they brought about the promised land. They're like, this land is so great. Here's the grapes here. Yeah, there's giants. Yeah, there's all that stuff. But this is the Lord's promised land, and we are so excited to go into there. Well, if you remember, the 10 spies that came in with a negative report did not get a chance to see the promised land. Caleb and Joshua were promised that they would. So here we are, about 40 years later. You have got Joshua and Caleb. Check out these guys. Man, they age well. You got these older, gristled, good, battle-tested men. And in particular, I wanted to show you a little bit about Caleb. Now, this is the book of Joshua, but Caleb has such a cool story in Joshua chapter 14. So you start in verse 6, and it says, the children of Judah came unto Joshua and then to Caleb, and it said, thou knowest that the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee, and Kadesh Barnea, when they said, you remember the thing that Moses told us? Well, 40 years old was I, this is Caleb, when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land, and I brought him word again as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly follow the Lord my God. And Moses sware on that day, saying, surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. Which we talked about that story of obedience yesterday. Here's Caleb, wholly following the Lord God. Verse 10, and now behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake the word unto Moses while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. This guy's flexing here. Caleb's just like, okay, I was 40 years old. We're 45 years later. Here I am. I am 85 years old. Speaking of flexing here, as yet I am as strong this day as I was in that day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in. One of the coolest statements in the Old Testament. Now, therefore, give me this mountain whereof the Lord spake in that day. For thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. And if it so be that the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Hebron for an inheritance. Hebron, therefore, became the inheritance of Caleb, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. And I love that story of Caleb so much. He's like, I'm 85 years old. I'm as strong now as I was then. Give me this mountain. That's such a cool statement. Well, some of you remember President Spencer W. Kimball, who right around the time, I imagine, was probably close to 85 years old. He shares a wonderful quote about this. He said, from Caleb's example, we learn very important lessons. Just as Caleb had to struggle and remain true and faithful to gain his inheritance, so we must remember that while the Lord has promised us a place in his kingdom, we must ever strive constantly and faithfully so as to be worthy to receive the reward. Caleb concluded his moving declaration with a request and a challenge with which my heart finds full sympathy. The Anakims, the giants, were still inhabiting the promised land, and they had to be overcome. Said Caleb, now at 85 years, give me this mountain. This is my feeling for the work at this moment. There are great challenges ahead of us, giant opportunities to be met. I welcome that exciting prospect and feel to say to the Lord humbly, give me this mountain, give me these challenges. Humbly, I give this pledge to the Lord and to you, my beloved brothers and sisters, fellow workers in this sacred cause of Christ. I will go forward in faith in the God of Israel, knowing that he will guide and direct us and lead us finally to the accomplishment of his purposes and to our promised land and our promised blessings. President Kimball said that in 1979. Here he is, give me this mountain. This old prophet who had been through a lot of stuff. He's like, hey, I still got strength. give me these challenges. I love that counsel and I love that challenge. It's like a cool, here's Caleb almost giving a really cool TED talk in Joshua chapter 4. It's like, I'm as strong today as I was then. Give me these challenges. Give me this mountain. Lord has promised this to me. If you and I can approach our difficulties that same way with that, just that strength and just that good courage that we talked about, give me this mountain. There's something standing in the way of God's promises and me, then give me this mountain and the Lord is going to help me get these promises as I show a little bit of faith and a little bit of good courage. I love that story and Caleb is a hero. If you'd like to check out our video that goes with today's podcast, you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook by simply searching Bomb Socks. That's BOMSOCKS. And be sure to check out our amazingly comfortable gospel-themed socks at bombsocks.com. Thanks for listening, and hope you'll join us again for more episodes of Bomb Bites. Godspeed, and have a great day.